Detroit voters will elect a new mayor this fall. Nine people are running to succeed Mike Duggan, who's making an independent bid for governor next year. The top two finishers in next month's primary election will advance to the general election in November. WDET is having one-on-one conversations with voters about the issues they want the next mayor and city council to address. We call it the Citizen Vox Project. WDET's Brianna Tinsley spoke with Eugene Brown II. He lives in the Brightmoor neighborhood on Detroit's west side. Brown says honesty matters.
Because we're not too big on the words anymore. We need to see action, movement, growth, development. And these are all things that are taking place now in the city of Detroit and have been taking place for the past 15 years. So we have always been at work. Setting up things, having successful things happen, like by way of the water department, even initiating the things that happened with the Gordie Howe Bridge. You see what I'm saying? So we've been hard at work, really in the streets, you know?
Who do you think right now is the best person for the job? Do you have someone in mind?
Well, you know, when I look at Mary Sheffield, I usually don't endorse people. But when I look at the Sheffield, brand. No, it's pretty solid.
Okay. What is it specifically about her brand that speaks out to you?
Well, I would just say from past to present. Mm-hmm. And then you could probably say to yourself, if you know certain people that have that name, then you probably could say that for yourself. You could put it together however you want to put it together. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't name drop, but you could just look at that and just put it together and see. And then if she's lying, she'll be called out, mm-hmm. just like anybody else is.
Yeah. Is there anything specifically in your neighborhood that you would like to see the mayor possibly work on, the next mayor?
Well, our neighborhood is pretty solid. We're pretty much a group of family. And the only really thing that we really focus on here is protection, peace, mm-hmm. Happiness, love, mm-hmm. no violence,
yeah.
no killings. You know what I'm saying? No stabbings, no robbings. None of that stuff out here. We don't need any of that. See, I came from the 80s. I already lived through all that. 90s, drug era, crack epidemic, Devil's Night. You see, then YN crazy culture, like whatever we're dealing with right now. But the Detroit Police Department is doing a very fine job, as well as the adjacent, task force that have been set up for the past 10 years, actually 25 years, ATF, FBI, CIA joint task force. We all know this Wayne State progression. So it's a beautiful thing to see people coming together in the city to handle life differently. After things were so ripped off, like the water department, we received about a 25% pay cut in 2008 to actually help with this process. We actually helped with this process because we were robbed of our money. Well, not robbed. I'll say our money was put in trust. Mm-hmm. And our money was used. We were our investors in the Gordie Howe Project because we had to take the blow of this for the citizens of Detroit to drink water, to live, mm-hmm. and to flush their boo-boo down the pipes so they don't die. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
yeah.
We've really been hard at work. Okay. City of Detroit Water Department. So as far as I'm concerned, since we work the waters, a portion of these assets that they're wanting to collect, we should probably be repaid. Mm-hmm. So I like to see that happen because all those brothers, they live in this community too.